Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The number of pedestrian deaths has more than quadrupled over this time last year, with 13 people killed in car crashes on Nashville streets so far in 2026. Two cyclists have been killed by cars, and six motorcyclists have, according to Metro's traffic division. Those numbers led a small group of protesters in downtown last night. They say they want more money going to Metro's Vision Zero program, which invests in the kind of infrastructure designed to prevent these deaths. The demonstrators accused the city of cutting millions of dollars in funding from Vision Zero in the proposed budget for the coming year. That hasn't been voted on yet. The mayor's office reports that there was about $8 million unspent in the program's budget. That money was reallocated to other things in this proposal. Officials say no projects have been delayed and that the money will be allocated back into Vision Zero in coming years. Growing up in central Appalachia in the 1950s, Ron Flannery saw railroad workers as larger-than-life figures, especially the men who operated the Louisville and Nashville Railroad's M1s, or Big Emmas, the company's last steam locomotives.
These guys within their community were somebody. You know, you knew that these guys, you know, he's an engineer for the LM. You know, youngsters like me looked up to these guys like, wow, you know, I can't imagine doing a job like that. I'd love to do that.
L&N scrapped its M1 fleet nearly 70 years ago, and none survived. Flannery published a book in tribute to the powerful engines in 2024 titled Big Emma. One of his co-authors and longtime L&N employee, Charlie Kastner, died last month at the age of 97. To learn more about their work, see pictures of the Big Emma, and hear the sound of its whistle, go to weku.org. Brandon Clark, a veteran forward for the Memphis Grizzlies, is dead at 29. Clark was drafted by the Memphis Grizzlies as the 21st overall pick in 2019. He spent his entire seven-year career with the team. He eventually settled into a bench role and signed a four-year, $52 million extension with the team, but his injuries kept him off the court for the last two seasons. His cause of death is currently unknown.